All right, Jerry Robin, we've been waiting, and we did it. First 450 main event, Triple Crown format at that. Had to get in through the LCQ. Thank you, Cartwright, for the absolute send on the near the end of the LCQ.
Yeah, it was actually I saw him like go long in the three, and I was surprised that he still went for the quad. But I'm glad he's okay. Made it easy on me, which I don't really want to get in like that. But I think I started 13th or 12th. And I moved my way up to fourth, so I wasn't, I don't know. I made it hard on myself, but I got it done. So, yeah.
What was it like to do the Triple Crown thing? 450.
I like it. 450 class is pretty gnarly. I think there's like 14 guys that have won championships at some point in their career. So it's not easy. And it was a good experience.
What about the break in between races? Did you notice that being a little little short?
Honestly, no. I feel like my fitness is fine. The second main, I had my vent hose on my gas tank come out, and it was spraying gas in my helmet.
Okay.
So it was like burning my face and stuff, so I just kind of like rode around and I couldn't really do much. But the third main I felt better, and then I just went down in the whoops behind Blos and stuff like that, so it was kind of a bummer night.
But it didn't have anything to do with Blos, right? You went down separately. Yeah,
I went down separate. Some of the guys like that were behind Chris moved right. And I was in that line, and I had to check up, and I just got a weird hop and went over the bars. So
bent your shifter and called it a night?
Yeah, I just bent my shifter, and after seeing Chris laid out pretty bad, I was, we got east in a couple of weeks, so we'll see.
Overall, how's this 450 thing been for you?
I like the 450. It's I kind of expected to do a little bit better, but considering who's in the class and stuff like that, it's good to just get gate drops, and I think 250 class will be a lot more fun.
I was looking, I'll be honest, because I can be honest with you, I thought we'd see more raw speed on a 450 from you. Like, I thought you would top the unseated guys. You know what I mean? Just, I thought you'd be there.
Yeah.
And you were right, you were close.
Yeah.
But maybe just the bigger bike, not quite. You can't throw it around as good as you use, as you can on a 250.
Today I really struggled in the whoops all day. I don't know if it was like a setting thing or just me. But the rest of the track I put together fast and like I was really good. But the whoops I struggled in so bad. It was like embarrassing. But if it wasn't for that, I would have been on top of the board, I think. But that's just something I got to be better in the future.
So. Like you said, beginning of this interview, too, in the back of your mind, you're like, hey, east, 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 250 east.
Yeah, I've kind of been doing that all the start of West on the 450. And, like, if there's any chances to be taken, I kind of second-guess it just because I want to be there for the whole East Coast swing. So I'm kind of just here to get gate drops and experience.
Well, it's cool to see you in the main event, Jerry. Are you doing the next two?
I'm skipping Oakland, but doing San Diego.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Thank you.